Of new Cicero logo information item.
So in your board packet is a proposed logo for a new logo for Cicero, and working on the move to the new location. We're also looking at producing new business cards and other materials, and so a lot of times it's a good chance and a good opportunity to take a look at a logo, possible logo change. So we've been working with a graphic designer to assist us with this, and I included it in your board packet. Obviously, our logo is an important graphical representation of Cicero as much as we can have one. So I wanted to show it to the board and get your comments.
Thank you for taking out the extra eyebrows so that it no longer looks like the Today Show or Contra Costa TV. So I like it. I like the old one, but I think it has a nice clean design.
Or did you want the Mount Diablo in the background?
Well, that was certainly an option.
It is Mount Diablo.
Yeah, it's Mount Diablo after erosion, climate change. No, I love the old Mount Diablo, but that wasn't the direction that this whatever subcommittee was working on, and I certainly am not going to micromanage a logo. So what was presented, this is what I like the best. So I'm just fine with it.
I mean, obviously in your memo, you say one thing about what the logo is supposed to convey, but this arch, or whatever this graphic is, what is your interpretation? What is it meant to symbolize?
I think one of the items is kind of Mount Diablo, and kind of because there are a number of hills in Contra Costa County. So.
Any other?
It's just kind of a clean, simple line.
Bridging, trust, I mean, all those things you said.
Bridging from retirement, it mirrors the R swirl. I mean, artistically, it flows if you look at where it comes down with the R.
Yeah, with the R.
It's like a Rorschach test or something.
What do you see? You need to tell me what you see in that.
And at the beginning, it's quite narrow. And as you get to the end, it expands
exactly.
To reflect the richness of your life. Oh. You go from a wee lad to a full grown man.
Highs and lows,
Get a lot out of a logo, I guess.
Well, in mine, there's just one pixel missing or one line from the arch. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Where do you see right there. Oh, that line?
Yeah.
But then it just disappeared.
Well, I don't know why it's mine.
Maybe just when you made it bigger.
He's looking digital. I'm like,
he's looking digital.
When I make it big.
Yeah, there's a line.
But then it pops. Yeah, there's a little pixelation, but I'm sure the artist, it's a funny, when you start doing, okay. Right here, there's just a line that goes through it.
Do you mind if I look at it?
Yeah, because it's really important.
This is why you signed up for
my class. There's a line right here. The pixelation.
Oh, okay.
But I think probably
we'll make
just
sure
a printing. Probably a piece of. It's not showing up on Louie.
It's not showing up on
someone
the picture.
Bring a magnifying glass.
It's a paler green. This is a darker green.
Well, it changed. Yeah, colors change on an even illuminated.
In terms of the colors, or is it going to be the digital PDF colors?
That's much more relevant sitting here than if I had been sitting back.
Are we doing CMYK or RGB? No, I'm just teasing.
So, Will, you were asking whether it's going to be what's on the screen or what's printed?
Yeah. Because Scott and I were just noticing there's a significant difference.
It's more of what's on the screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's more of
the one that printed is a... And there is going to be variation.
Yeah.
And we do print a lot of things in black and white as well. So, just as a
side note. So, it'll be more of the dark aqua, almost teal color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the screen color is closer.
Right, closer to what it is.
Any other questions or comments on this informational item? Okay.
Thank you for the feedback.
Great.